Exercise 2, page 50.
Hi, Ruby. Are you all ready for the end of term exams next Monday? It's English first, isn't it?
Hello, Cormac. Don't remind me. English followed by history and then geography. I've been revising for the past 2 weeks. There's so much stuff to read.
But you're always so well organized with your revision. I don't know how you do it. I always seem to leave things to the last minute. What's your secret?
Well, I read through everything once and take notes of the most important points. Then I close my notebook and write out the notes again from memory. And just to make sure, I go through them mentally in my head a third time.
Wow! That's a lot of effort. I read something once and find I can usually remember it. My problem is not leaving myself enough time before the actual exam. There always seems to be something else going on. Like last summer, for instance.
Was it one of your tennis tournaments?
Actually, it was my cousin Brett's birthday, the day before the math test. I only stayed 2 hours at his party because I wanted to go home early to study. I thought I had plenty of time, but in the end, I sat up all night cramming. I only just passed the test. I should have planned my revision better.
I see. So, what are your plans this weekend? Any parties on your list?
Of course not. I'm going to try and be like you for once. Stay in both days and do some organized revision. What about you?
Actually, I'm going to take Sunday off to relax before Monday morning. I've revised all the English and history stuff. I just have a few chapters of geography to read. I can do that on Saturday.
Yeah, and I've got to read some poetry for the English exam. Mr. Briggs said there'll definitely be a poetry question. Ruby, what's the matter? Are you all right?
I don't believe it. I've revised all the novels and plays, but I completely forgot the poems. Now I'll have to spend all Sunday studying instead of going out for a picnic like I planned.
Cheer up. It's not that bad. Why don't you come over to my house on Sunday? Then we can study together.
Good idea. I'll come round after lunch. Then we can quiz each other on how much we've remembered.